This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2088. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded May 27th, Australia, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, China, Congo DR, Cuba, Europe, Germany, Guatemala, Hungary, Iran, Ireland, Israel, Japan, Korea North, Kuwait, Malaysia, New Zealand, Peru, Russia, Taiwan, Tibet, Turkey, USA, Vanuatu, Vatican, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Steve in Wiseblood in Texas, but using a remote in Perth, Australia, was hearing a station on 5045, May 26th, from 1710 past 18 UT, playing Led Zeppelin and others. No ID heard, but it must be from the other side of Australia, Bay Islands Radio near Brisbane, Queensland, as previously reported, one of the few new private shortwave stations on the air. It appears to be on the air all night, but it's low-powered and difficult to hear in North America. Stephen says there was an English announcement at the top of the hour, 1800, but no ID. The music was a similar format to Music of Your Life, solid oldies, with Neil Sedaka, Sinatra, etc. On May 22nd, Celio Romais in Brazil told us about this, and I translate from the Portuguese. It has been a while since Rádio Aparecida turned off its transmitters on 5035, 9630, and 11855. It does remain on the air only on 6135, and there are rumors that this channel could also be silenced by December of this year, motivated by the pandemic crisis and low audience on shortwave. So if you do not yet have a printed QSL from Rádio Aparecida, get busy. Send a reception report to the station by P-mail. It's Caixa Postal, or P.O. Box number 2, CEP, which means the zip code, 12.570-0970, Aparecida, São Paulo State, Brazil. I often hear a trace of the signal, and it's slightly offset around 6135.1, although it has been known to be on the low side as well, and don't confuse it with the Bolivian on the same frequency, which seems to be currently inactive. In Hardcore DX, May 25th, Wojtech Zaremba in Poland reports hearing a station on 2880 kHz with quite a good signal at 2015 UT, at first assumed to be a second harmonic of a medium wave 1440. But then identified as the fifth harmonic of the Horizont program from Bulgaria on 576 kHz. Then Ivo Ivanov also checked it May 27th in Bulgaria and agrees that's what it is, the first program Horizont, but he was hearing it via remote in Hungary at 0430. With all the spring and summer storm noise, it's hard to DX anything on longwave now, beacons, but nevertheless, May 26th at 0618, I was hearing YFM and a dash, which means it's Canadian, on 332 kHz. It was mixing with my nearby station in Wichita, Kansas, IC. Now, usually the Canadian on the same frequency is QT in Thunder Bay, Ontario, but nothing was heard from it. YFM is, in fact, a 2.5 kilowatt, rather high-powered beacon at La Grande Quatre, Quebec, that is a hydro dam about a kilomile north of Montreal. In the MW-DX group, Darren Hennig in Winnipeg reports, I picked up CFAJ 1220 from St. Catharines, Ontario, just before 21 Central Time, Sunday, May 23rd. It has been performing irregular test transmissions since early to mid-2020, mostly 70s to 90s rock and pop music. There are at least 5 or 6 breaks per hour with station ID. Reception info and announcements are nominal, since the test transmissions have been happening. Anyway, for those in the Midwest USA, the prairies of Canada, this station does have a lobe heading to the west-northwest from St. Catharines, and should be audible if you don't have too much interference. Worth listening to, music nice for the most part, no commercials per se, just the ID every 5 to 8 minutes. Not sure how long the testing is still to be done, but usually comes on a Sunday through Wednesday. I have heard the test runs at night for over 1 week at a time, closer to Christmas and New Year, when signals were coming in very well. John Hudak replies, I live just about 40 miles down the road from CFAJ. I first noticed them on the air in February of 2020. Then they were playing almost exclusively oldies from the doo-wop era, and they were not that strong. Signal was okay in the day, but at night they would get clobbered by Cleveland. I'm not sure when. At some point they must have increased power, as the signal is now much stronger during the day. I'm assuming they're now at 10 kilowatts, holding true 24/7 month after month. I may not be getting much FMDX by Sporadic E on the 88 plus megahertz band, but at least the MUF has been up to the 10 meter or 28 megahertz ham band. A number of U.S. stations, of course, but a beacon from Canada has been heard more than once, 28193.1 CW. It's VE4ARM slant B, which is in Austin, Manitoba, between Brandon and Winnipeg. ARM stands for Amateur Radio Museum, and it's listed with only 5 watts and a ground plane. You don't have to have your own DRM set up if you can tune to remote receivers. Most of the Kiwis now have DRM options. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria has been monitoring the Voice of China, CNR1, on its DRM transmissions via a remote in Japan, such as 17830, which is from 07 to 08 UT, on May 26th, and then from 08 to 09. He also had very good DRM reception on 17770. Both of these are listed as 30 kilowatts. 17830 is from Urumqi, East Turkestan, while 17770 is from Dofang on Hainan Island. You may have heard about the volcano erupting, threatening the city of Goma in the eastern DR Congo, but not far away is Bukavu, and Dan Robinson got a message from the shortwave station there, at least it's occasionally active, around 6210, Radio Kahuzi. Missionaries Richard and Kathy McDonald say, please pray for all those near Goma. Across the lake from Bukavu, Nyiragongo erupted a sesquihour ago. Missionaries in Goma were scheduled to fly out because of skin reactions to the gases and dust. Containing a high percentage of coltan, a metal that could be toxic to palmades applied to the skin, that comes off the volcano. Safe departure from the airport that was destroyed by the same volcano in 2017. Some mornings, but not every morning, we continue to hear spur blobs, extremely distorted FM-ish ones, out of the Havana, Cuba transmitter on 13700, up and down the dial. The exact displacement varies from time to time, somewhere between 65 and 70 kilohertz. Obviously, the same defective transmitter is employed on 13740 in the tardes, because May 22nd at 2150, there were the same type of spurs at intervals of approximately 69 kilohertz up and down. And also as late as 0326 UT on May 27th. Then the intervals were approximately 64 kilohertz, detectable all the way down to 13423 and all the way up to 13995. Via the remote in Utvinta, Holland, I was hearing Free Radio Service Holland in its advanced publicized special broadcast, May 23rd, Sunday. Tuned in at 1841 UT, they were on 4 frequencies at once, which were measured precisely by the remote, 4909.986, 7700.058, 5790.038, and 3919.923. And not all of these frequencies matched the ones planned or the ones announced when rounded off. I file it under Europe, since as a pirate it may not really be transmitting from Holland, despite the name. I wonder why they don't get legal. There are some private shortwave stations licensed now. The World Radio TV Handbook 2021 shows 3 of them, besides the mighty KBC via Germany. As of May 26, Alan Roth says there's an update at shortwaveradio.da, the schedule for their low-power broadcast via Vincent transmitter in Germany. And the times are universal. 3975 at 15 to 22, 6160 at 10 until 16 and 18 to 22, Sundays at 08 until 16. However, there is also cooperation with Europe 24 on 6150, joint programming between them on 3975, 6150, and 6160 during the week. Radio Verdad Guatemala continues off the air from 4055. On May 23rd, Manuel Méndez in Spain received a message from its manager, Dr. Edgar Amilcar Madrid. He says, "Certainly, our shortwave transmitter is far from returning to the air. Nevertheless, we are testing a new system to transmit on 4055 shortwave." And he goes on, "It's this strange setup involving payments to somebody to get them distributed via satellite and then on shortwave, which we believe to be a scam. You do ever hear TGAV on that frequency at a time when it could not propagate to you from Guatemala, such over a day path, that might prove us wrong." More DRM monitoring by Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, using remotes, this time in Hungary, which is convenient since this transmission is from Budapest. It's a test broadcast of the Budapest University of Technology on 26060, heard May 23rd from 1150, presumably at local range, with classical music. Tibor Gal in Hungary says, "The location is Janoshegy." The DRM site says Janoshil, which is the translated name. He says, "I think the power could be already 100 watts. Of course, if there's a sporadic e-opening, likely at this time of year, it might propagate much further. 26060. Wolfgang Büschel reports the exact frequency for the clandestine Radio Iran International, originating in London but transmitted via Uzbekistan, 15599.835. At 10:50 UT, May 25th, it was about 25 seconds later than the Hotbird satellite feed of this TV station. That was via remotes in Qatar and India. Also, May 26th at 09:47 via Qatar, measured on exactly the same frequency. Ivo Ivanov says 15599.9 variable is on the air between 06 and 13:30 as checked May 26th, and then from 13:30 to 16 on 15629.9 variable. Also on 12019.9 variable at 02:30 until 06, all heard via remote in Novosibirsk, Russia. Mike Terry forwards news from the Digital Spy Forum, May 23rd, about the long wave from Ireland, 252 kHz, RTE Radio 1. It's to be off the air for almost 2 months for mast essential maintenance. That's according to the RTE TV teletext, page 169, engineering info, that the shutdown is from 15th June to 12th August. Stephen Luce in Houston replies, "Of course, shutting down 252 for a couple of months could also help RTE determine if any normal listeners, not DXers, notice that it is gone, and if not, make a decision on a permanent end to long-wave service much easier. Was there still talk about it closing sometime next year? I guess we'll get a chance to clearly hear the co-channel Algerian via remotes in Europe." Kai Ludwig in Germany also replies, "Nice approach, turn it off as often as you can, which, as we now see, is the case every second year, for as long as you can, up to 2.5 months, without arousing a suspicion from the politicians served with some lame explanation. Essential maintenance. Could native speakers of English explain what may be hidden behind such weasel wording? And maybe it will this time indeed turn out that they don't have to turn it on again." And John Filiozzi replies, "Well, we know RTE has significant funding problems, and burning this transmitter is not cheap." The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 2088. Also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Christopher Campbell, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. He says, "I can't tell you how many times you've turned me on to Great DX." One may also contribute via money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. Last week we had lots of info about how to monitor Israel As you may have guessed, that was recorded shortly before the ceasefire. There's some other Israeli stations webcasting, which may be of interest, for the music, if not the news, as reported in Russ DX. There's a Messianic radio, ELHAI, but it plays some great-sounding songs in Hebrew, they say, as well as Hebrew songs and languages of other peoples of the world. Messianic radio from Israel in Russian. The website is www.el-hi.com. Their station says it provides nothing but music in Russian and English. It's Radio Contrive M. It's been on the air for 12 years from the city of Holon in Israel. Operates around the clock. www.contrive-m.net. These items came from vk.com/dxingradio. Ivo Ivanov, Observer Bulgaria, has frequency changes for JSR, Japan, Shokaze, or Seabreeze, for North Korea, effective May 26th. At 13 to 14 UT, which is in English normally only on Thursdays, 5935 replaces 5965, and 6040 replaces 7295. The repeat at 16 to 17 UT, 5955 replaces 5920, and 5985 replaces 6165. Some North Korean transmitters are way off frequency, as we noted before. Voice of Korea, 13760.2 approximately, in French before 15 UT, and another frequency for the same. I measured May 25th at 1454, 15244.958. More DRM monitoring by Ivo Ivanov using a remote in Hungary of Kuwait. MOI Radio Kuwait in English at 05 to 08 UT, May 26th, had a very good mono signal on 11969.7. Ron Howard in California provides the five Islamic call to prayer times for Kuching, Sarawak as of Wednesday, 26 May. I assume these will shift slightly depending on sunrise and sunset. It says Muslims are called to prayer five times a day, carried via Sarawak FM 9835 on shortwave. The prayers are always about 3 to 4 minutes long. They are different from the usual reciting from the Quran. It is easy to ID them by their unique individual timings, and during the prayer there are many references to Allah Akbar. I'm just going to give the times as of that date in universal. 21:18, 04:40, 08:03, 10:45, and 11:59. This came from a website providing such info, muslimpro.com. Ron says, on May 26, I observed 9835, not parallel to 11665, from 0803 UT, hearing the late afternoon prayer, but the transmitter cut off just after the prayer at 0806 and was not back on by 0845. On 11665, YFM continued on as normal. On May 26, Ron says, I noticed YFM 11665 at 0835 with good audio during the news. At 0840, it went back to the usual very poor audio. It sounded like an echo or out of sync, so the news audio comes from a different source than all their other programming. Stephen Luce in Texas says, I was up around 11 UT May 22nd, had a very nice signal from New Zealand on 7245. It was their Saturday evening request program. Lots of late 60s and early 70s progressive rock. John Filiozzi replies, this might be the best music request program on radio, bar none. The host knows the music, talks minimally but intelligently about it, and the requests come in from all corners of the world, whether through shortwave or internet listeners. It runs from 07 to 12 UT, which makes extensive listening a challenge, and because music carries such restrictive licensing requirements, there is no podcast, but it's a great program to keep in your ears when you're sleeping or trying to sleep. Rodney Johnson in Plymouth, Minnesota, is an even bigger fan of RNZ, providing detailed logs of it just about every day for 3 weeks. He says RNZ Pacific is the international service for local AM/FM broadcast stations to record and rebroadcast, and is not 24/7. When there is no RNZ Pacific programming, the shortwave transmitters carry domestic RNZ national. Pacific programming is more or less canned, with the exception of live newscasts. RNZ national, on the other hand, is mostly announced with live announcers in real time. He says, my young sons and I have grown particularly fond of the announcers on the all-night programming, which starts during their midnight at 12 UT, as they have read our emails over the air, sometimes within minutes of our sending them. During the weekdays, this ends at 13 Zulu as RNZ Pacific starts, but on weekends we get to hear the all-night program all morning long until it fades out. This sort of live programming, other than a pirate, seems very rare on shortwave or anywhere else. Quite delightful. Interacting with the announcers is a great way of supporting them before the higher-ups start testing off cycles, like Radio Australia ended up doing, to see who complained. The good news is that RNZ Shortwave is more of a news feed to Pacific Island radio stations than anything else, and as long as they keep using it, they'll keep providing it. The frequencies are 6170 from 1259 UT, and before that, 7245. For night owls like me, the better time to listen is now between 05 and 07 UT on 11725, preceded by 13840. Currently never in use are 15720 and 9700. Bruce Portzer in Seattle, Washington reports to IRCA, for the past 2 weeks I've been chasing a mostly weak carrier on 1499.752 kHz in hopes of hearing Radio Santa Rosa in Lima, Peru. It remained elusive until 2 nights ago when I was finally able to hear some convincing audio. Mellow music until 0459, May 25th, announcements in Spanish, more music, and the talk for some time past 0530. U.S. stations were weaker than usual. On May 26th, I recorded the station's streaming audio at 0455 past 0510 and was able to compare the announcements with the previous night's same time Perseus recording. And there were some matches. He goes into detail. Best of all, he says, I could just barely make out a Santa Rosa ID on the Perseus recording. Here in the Pacific Northwest, 1500 is one of few frequencies somewhat open to Latin America. This is my first Peruvian log in many decades. I've heard 854, 880, 1010, and 1040 all in the 1970s. South Americans are tough in this part of the world. In medium wave offsets, May 22nd, OLEG, O-L-E-G, perhaps in Russia, reports radio Comintern in parallel on 1575 and 4725 kHz. Mullen Original in Finland says probably what I have on 4725.02, actually the third harmonic of 1575.008. I guess it's a pirate since there are no Russian stations of any kind listed on 1575. Ivo Ivanov reports via a remote in Japan, Radio Purga in Russia, meaning Blizzard, testing 12025 DRM. May 26th until 0500 with 20 kilowatts, and that QRM's Iran International. Whatever became of Keith Perrone of Media Network Plus? Richard Langley says, I've been recording the time slot for PCJ Radio International on WRN. On May 22nd, the program was the same as from the previous weekend, so Keith seemingly is not submitting a different file for the best of Media Network Plus over WRN. Chris Mackerel of World FM New Zealand, another affiliate, also of ours, says Keith shut down PCJ Radio last year to concentrate on producing his Two Wheels Fun motorbike TV series. I don't think there's been any new radio content this year. Several Tibet frequencies had been off for a while, but Ron Howard's hearing them again May 27th from 1109 UT, 4820, 4905, 4920, and 6200. TRT Turkey continues jamming Denge Welat, the Kurdish clandestine, usually on 11530. On May 25th, Zakliangas in Greece said it was not Erdogan radio, but instead standard shortwave programs from the Voice of Turkey. On May 24th, Ivo Ivanov had heard a variety of languages from the Voice of Turkey, jamming the Denge Welat frequencies, not only 11530 from 1630, but 9525 later on. As late as 2125 after the English hour, and also the next day from 0500 on 9525. Henry Minch forwards a story from TheIntercept.com, May 21st. Voice of America, Ethiopia Bias, for short in the URL, you can search it out. Or Voice of America is accused of ignoring government atrocities in Ethiopia. This stems from the resignation of a VOA staffer, Jason Patinkin, who, among many other things, says, "Since I was hired full-time about a sesquiyear ago, I've seen many incidents and decisions that have caused me great concern as a journalist," he wrote in his April 30th resignation email. "But VOA's continued tolerance of a wartime propaganda effort is too much. I cannot in good conscience remain associated with this organization." He continues, "It's appalling that VOA has been used to advance wartime propaganda. What VOA is doing in the Horn of Africa service is a complete abdication of the sacred duty we have as journalists. There may be a genocide going on in Tigray right now, so as a journalist, not to mention as a Jew, whose people have experienced genocide, there is no way I'm going to be part of that." I last heard WJHR Milton, Florida, 15555 USB, on February 16th, during a rare winter HF sporadic E opening, despite at least daily band scans across the frequency, until May 26th at 2036, I could hear, or detect at least, a gospel huckster at S2 level. Now there's plenty of sporadic E, but I still doubt that WGHR is really on the air every day. It's really low power compared to its licensed 50 kilowatts. Terry Kruger in Niceville, Florida, has caught some U.S. medium wave stations considerably off frequency. 1080.115 WKAC, Athens, Alabama, May 19th at 11:26. About 1230.10 plus or minus WDWR, Pensacola, Florida, heard in the local daytime. On 1379.731, something unidentified, at 1016 UT, May 9th. Also, two we've already identified and reported, 1319.719 WCOG in Greensboro, North Carolina, and 1540.204 WKVQ in Eatonton, Georgia. Les Rayburn says, the chief engineer of WNJC 1360, Washington Township, New Jersey, Duke Hammond, has notified about his summer testing schedule in June and July. Nightly for the entire month, starting at midnight Eastern, 04 UT, for 1 hour, the controller will be programmed to switch to daytime pattern and 5 kilowatt power. The test material, brief voice announcements, nothing but Morse code IDs at various pitches, most at high speed of 25 words per minute, and plenty of sweet tones, off-the-hook sound effects, no music, voice, or other distractions. For Ron Howard, Brian Clark in New Zealand, and my own monitoring, Radio Vanuatu has been off the air, at least since May 24th through the 27th, the third harmonic not to be heard on 11835 after 0600. Mike Cooper forwards an AP story that Pope Francis challenged the Vatican's own media employees to justify their continued work, asking them how many people actually consume their news as he visited the office that cost the Holy See more than all its embassies around the world combined. Hans-Jürg Biener replies, the AP correspondent conveys a very different tone of the Pope Francis visit to Vatican Radio than Vatican Radio itself, looking at their reports in English. A friendly visit, not much more, while others at least mention or quote the criticism. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder, after G2 storms May 26th, and KNSE's down to 5 and 2 starting May 29th. Until another peak of 20 and 5 on June 16th. Solar fluctuating between 79 and 74. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2088 with a standard disclaimer.